Bree Collins navigated morning rush hour traffic worse than she'd ever seen before. Even at their most snarled, hazard traffic jams cleared up quickly. Hopefully this wasn't the norm. Bye-bye, small town. Hello, big city troubles. The day had started with excitement for a fresh start in life. As miles dwindled away over the over 3-hour drive, thrill melted into anxiousness, to self-doubt and fear. Could she make it in a new job, a new industry, and in a new city where she knew only one person? She turned the last corner, advised by her bitch in the box, and a huge shopping mall came into view. Good thing it wasn't farther from the expressway. She would be lucky to make it by lunchtime if she had to fight this kind of traffic much longer. Cam sputtered, then stalled. The radio died. What the hell? This was completely unlike her dependable Toyota. No matter the old girl was sporting over 100,000 miles. The mechanic back home had assured Bree Cam should get over 200,000 miles in a lifetime, long as she kept the fluids up to date. She'd been meticulous when it came to car care, sticking to a strict schedule for maintenance, and she's had Cam checked before hitting the road. Come on, girl. We just have to make it to the parking facility. It's right there, less than a half a block away. She stroked the steering wheel. Cam completely ignored her. She twisted the key. Nothing. Again. Nothing. Again? Nothing. Horns blared behind her, drivers gave her the middle finger and spat obscenities she read on their angry lips as they struggled to get around her. All she could do was shrug and ignore them. She reached for her phone to call Aunt Maya, but laid it back on top of her handbag as a police cruiser pulled to stop beside her. A darkly handsome, square-jawed police officer with a tint of gray around the sideburns rolled down his passenger window and motioned for her to do the same. She tried, but the windows didn't budge. Apparently, when Cam's engine went on the fritz, so did her electronically controlled devices. She winced toward the cop and shrugged with a shake of her head. His eyes rolled upward, lips pursed with a clench of his jaw, and his head shook. He rolled his window back up and threw an arm across the back of his seat. With a wave backward, he signaled the driver behind him to back up. Not an easy task, given the tightly clogged lane. The man backed up and signaled the guy behind him to do so. Bit by bit, they made way for the black and white to move backward, then pull in behind Cam. In her rearview mirror, the policeman spoke to someone on a hand radio. Then he stepped out of his car, all 6 foot several inches of him. Tall and muscular, he rolled broad shoulders back, as though relieving tension. Thumbs in utility belt, he strode toward her door like he owned the road. He pointed, indicating she should open her door. His thick hand clasped the door when it was about 4 inches wide.
That's far enough. Stay in your vehicle. Not safe out here.
He glanced over his shoulder as cars moved past.
We don't want to block the flow any worse than you've already done. Gotta say, you have great timing. This is the busiest time of day.
His gruff tone prickled hairs on the back of her neck, and she flinched. It's not my fault. Cam didn't mean to ruin your day. This is totally unlike her. It's not as though we're obstructing the road on purpose.
Cam.
His left brow shot high, but he didn't laugh or smile.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
She held up her phone. I was just about to call my aunt. I'm supposed to meet her here. I'm new to the area, and she could help me find a mechanic or a tow truck.